Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello everyone and welcome back to an episode of Unlimited Abundance. I know we're here on a Wednesday instead of a Monday, and I'll explain why, and you'll probably be able to understand why as we dive into this week's episode on what to expect this Scorpio season. We're going to be talking a lot about really what Scorpio season entails, the archetype of Scorpio, the energetics that it holds, how to use it in its highest expression versus its shadow expression, which we'll speak about that as well, and how to basically utilize this season to actually be a powerful opportunity to quantum leap for you versus something to be kind of sucked into. I think that sometimes we can read all these posts about, death and rebirth and all these really intense things. And then because we hold those beliefs and we expect that, that's what we experience, which, you know, from one perspective, we could say it's all divine and that's meant to be. But I want to offer you perhaps a new perspective on Scorpio season of how you can utilize these energetics and this energy as almost this powerful door or portal that you can walk through this season and this year. And yeah, I'm going to give you some, I don't say tips, but some channeled messages and just some insights I want to personally share with you. I also want to share some other things, some powerful ways to co-create or to pull in your desired timeline through Scorpio season, through this episode as well. This is going to be a really powerful episode, and the reason why I held off on recording it was because Monday, I honestly was very, I don't want to say fatigued, but I was very much in, I'm kind of busy planning a few things at the moment, and it was a very kind of a little bit of a busy day. And yesterday I was really just called to unplug. I didn't go on social media that much and kind of had a day to myself, took myself on a lunch date. Sorry if you hear any noise. My dog and cat, they chase each other around my office. It's like fun for them. My cat will sit on the couch and then my dog will run around Mia. If you don't know, I have a Pomeranian named Mia and I have a calico cat named Coco, and they're best friends. Coco's had known Mia since she was 6 weeks, so they're best friends, and they just like play these games in my office. So if you hear any background noise, that's that. Also, when I just looked at the recording clock, it was 2:22. So that's why. And I knew, so basically the past 2 days I just knew it wasn't the time to tap in to record this, and I knew this was a very powerful message that I didn't want, that I needed to be a specific space to channel. Like, sure, I could have recorded this Monday and still spoke about Scorpio season, but I felt as though I needed to, I can't explain it, maybe if you understand energetics, it'll just make sense to you. I could tell I needed to be in a specific energetic state to bring through the potency of this message rather than just a tiptoe around the surface. So let's hop on in. I'm drinking a chai tea latte. Also, so interesting, on Monday I was like in the shower and I had this strong message that was like, because I was craving like a cold drink with a little bit of caffeine on Monday, and we didn't have any cold brew, and I was like, yeah, cold brew is really strong anyway. And I was thinking like, oh, I remember seeing chai tea concentrate at the grocery store. If you're in Los Angeles, they have it at Erewhon. And I remember being like, okay, like I need to get that the next time we go to Erewhon. So last night, my fiance and I, we went to Erewhon, and they had one bottle left, at least one bottle that was like laying out. Maybe they had some in the back, and it's amazing. It's like a concentrate. So I just put that and then a little bit of oat milk, and it's delicious. I'm just gonna take a sip. I might periodically sip it throughout this episode. It was split 1:1, like it was to do one half the chai concentrate, one half oat milk, and I know that it would taste better that way, but I just got overzealous and did like 70%, 70 to 80% chai and 20 to 30% oat milk, and it's definitely very, very like tangy. Like, I feel like it'd be more of a traditional balanced chai if I put more oat milk in. Okay. Anyway, let's hop on in. I know. So the first thing I do want to share, because it's kind of a cool update, and I just wanted to make sure people caught this because it makes a huge difference. So if you're coming to the Sedona March 22 retreat, and we do still have a few spots open, we are providing transportation if you stay in the Bell Rock area to the retreat venue every day. So I'm going to just give you a really quick rundown, and if you're interested in coming to the retreat, please listen to this because you'll be so grateful, and this will like make this everything really easy for you. So you basically, how to get into Sedona, right, is you land into Phoenix. The only airport in Sedona is a private airport, so if that's an accommodation you can do, then you're welcome to do that. But otherwise, the closest airport is the Phoenix airport. So you'd land into Phoenix, and then there's shuttle options to get to Sedona, and they're around $60. My assistant researched a lot of it for you guys, and yeah, as low as $59 for a 2-hour shuttle. Very, very safe, tons of options. We will also provide you specific brands of shuttles, trusted shuttles that we recommend after you join. If you want to email us, we'll be so happy to help you with any details that you need sorted out, so don't worry about that. But there are shuttle options. You can also rent a car, so it's really up to you. Like, if you want to rent a car and you want to explore Sedona after the retreat and stay like an extra day or two, and you want to do that, you can totally rent a car. Otherwise, also I'd recommend booking their car rental quite soon, just because my assistant was telling me that there's a lot of travel going on and a lot of rental cars getting booked out, so just a little heads up. Otherwise, you can take a shuttle, and there's many shuttle options, and like I'm saying, it's $60 to get to head to Sedona from Phoenix, 2-hour safe shuttle, so you literally just land, hop in the shuttle, and you get basically transported to Sedona. I suggest staying in the Bell Rock area because that is where our home is going to be, where I'll be hosting you for the retreat. As you know, you're staying in your own accommodation, so whether you want to book an Airbnb or a hotel, there's tons of hotels. You can just put on Google Maps or Google Bell Rock area hotels. There are so many options, ranging from very, very affordable ones to more luxe ones. You can literally find anything from like a classic hotel to really bougie places like Enchantment or La Barrage or other places like that. Like, there's a really nice Hilton there too. So you can really, depending on your budget, you can really make it what you desire, and that's really what I wanted. And if you stay in the Bell Rock area, every morning you'll get picked up and brought to the retreat location. So some days we're going to be inside the beautiful home where I'll be hosting you, and some days we're going to be at various vortexes. There's very powerful energetic vortexes. There's really I kind of want to say nothing like it in the world. I'm sure there's other energetic vortexes, but it's really powerful there. So you won't really have to worry about anything. You'll wake up, you'll pop outside of your hotel, and my assistant will be coming and picking everyone up, so you'll be picked up and brought to the location. So it's really, we were making it as smooth of a process for you as possible, so that you kind of have a stress-free time. You land, you rent a car, you hop in a shuttle, and then every morning you're brought to and from the retreat. It's pretty epic if you're staying in the Bell Rock area, which I really suggest you do because it's closer to the space, right? I mean, it's ultimately up to you, but if you do stay in there, we do provide that. That's included in your ticket cost. So the transportation from your hotel to the retreat location, and in the evening from the retreat location back to your hotel, is included in the price, which that itself is a huge, 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 huge chunk. And that's, to make your process as smooth as possible. Again, if you're wanting to explore more on your own, then, make your own accommodations. If you're really wanting to stay, like I said, a few days after the retreat, you're more than welcome to book your own, book a car if you're going to do that. But if you're just coming to the retreat and back, then, grab your shuttle, then just land, get in your shuttle, get to your hotel, and from there, we'll be taking care of you pretty much the whole time, and then you'll just grab a shuttle back to the airport as well. And we can help you arrange that after you book, just send us your confirmation, and my assistant has all the lovely information, and we're putting so much effort into this for you guys. So I really invite you. It is in March of 2022. We are booking up. We still have a few spots available. So if you're wanting to book on in, I really recommend joining. I will be hosting you, in person every single day. We're going to be doing such powerful work. We're going to be doing ceremonies, rituals, energy work, energy healing, water manifestation, rose rituals, yoga, Pilates. We're going to be yoga on the red rocks. Like, imagine waking up in your hotel, grabbing your cup of coffee or whatever it is, coming outside, getting picked up, brought to the Red Rocks where you'll meet me, roll out your yoga mat, and be doing yoga in the morning in the beautiful sun on an energy vortex in Sedona with me and a powerful and epic group of women. We'd like the biggest booking the first week we launched. So it's going to be really amazing. So I just wanted to extend that to you because I know that if it were me coming to a retreat, that would really smooth things out for me and be a really big, it would be a really big kind of like opportunity for me. That I'd be like, oh, nice, I'll get picked up. I don't have to worry about calling Ubers or renting a car or anything like that. So I just wanted to extend that to you if you are coming. And if you're still on the edge, come check out the website in the keynotes. I have the frequently asked questions on there and pretty much all the information that you would need. You can also reach out to me via DM, but yes, we have a few spots left. So we're planning to book those out, you know, throughout the end of November. So if you're wanting to hop on in, get inside. And yes, I just wanted to share that and extend that to you. So I've been busy really planning that. As you can imagine, it's a huge event to plan. You know, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. You know, different circles. We'll have different, we'll have crystals and roses and sound work and energy work and healing. And just, I'm the best way I can put it to you is you will leave forever changed. And I don't say that lightly. I know sometimes, you know, we can say kind of overzealous statements, but I genuinely can say that, like, you will leave a changed individual just even simply due to the amount of energy work you'll be doing in the field. Even if you just came and did, I mean, if you do energy work for 5 days with intention and focus, your life changes. Think about how much your day can change from a 10 to 15 minute meditation or a yoga session or a workout. Now imagine consciously directing energy with a high frequency group in one of the most powerful vortexes in the world for 5 days. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like you can't, like, there. It's just a 5 to 10 minutes of a meditation or thing can change your life. Just imagine how much it would change your life to be in like a high frequency vibrating group, consciously manifesting and doing energy work and healing with me by your side on one of the most powerful vortexes, you know, in the world, in Sedona. It's unbelievable. And it's just an amazing opportunity. And I really invite you inside. So I want to extend that, but let's hop on into Scorpio season. All right. So first of all, I always suggest during any season to look at where that planet falls into your chart, which house it falls into, so you can see what area of your life will be impacted the most, if impacted at all. Of course, we feel the influence of the energy, but if it's a specific house, you will see it more, right? So if you have a Scorpio sun in your first house, the house of self, right? Scorpio season is going to be a big transformation in the way that you present yourself in the world in a way, or like in your sense of self, should I say, less of how you present yourself in the world. That might be more a little bit ascendant, maybe Mars. But so like there'll be a difference, right? If it's Scorpio in your first house, your house of me, I, versus if it's in your fifth house, right? So it's like, pull up your chart. There's so many ways. I like to use astro.com, but you can also look up like a birth chart configurator. There's a bunch of free ones online. I really should post it like in my bio or something, like the astro, so people just can have it. You can remind me if you want, but if you go on astro.com, then like natal chart, you do like free natal chart, definitely you can do it that way. I'm sure there's other ways to do it. If you remind me and you're listening to this on Instagram, I can share and post about it. Just DM me like, hey, share that. Otherwise, I'm sure you could also Google your own. And there's many ways to configure it, but you do need your exact birthday and time and location. The time is really important. I think people really sometimes undermine that. It makes a huge difference. Some planets move within, you know, 5 to 15 to 20 minutes. So you really want to find an accurate time. If you can find your birth certificate or speak to your mom or whoever in your family may know those details. And of course, if not, then try to get as close to it as possible. But I would really look at that, honestly, and see what area of your life or which house. And then you can also research which house it impacts. Also, we'll be incorporating a little bit of astrology into the retreat. Sorry, this is a little bit of a side note, but I'll be printing all of your charts. We'll be emailing you for all your birth chart information closer to the date, and I'll be kind of teaching you to ways to really understand and understand your chart in a deeper way to understand yourself. So we'll have all your charts printed, and we'll, you know, sit in a beautiful sacred circle and kind of work through our charts together. So you'll be able to understand yourself a little bit deeper in terms of the houses, where your planets are, their expressions, other, you know, different conjunctions or stelliums in your chart and things like that in March, which will be beautiful. So first of all, basically the first point is we want to see where it's going to impact you, right? Because sometimes people say, oh, like, someone will be going through a Scorpio season and really having a lot of intensity happening in a specific area of their life, but that doesn't mean that you're going to have it in that area of your life. Does that make sense? So like if someone has a Scorpio in their first house during Scorpio season, they may be going through a huge rebirth of themselves and their sense of self, and it can be really, really deep or intense, but you might not even have any Scorpio in any of your house. houses, A. B, you might have it in a completely different house, so it's impacting you completely differently. So when you read someone's post or read someone's thing, and then they're like, oh, this is happening and blah, 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 blah. That's beautiful because everyone has the free will to express their own experience. But I think as a conscious being, I invite you, when you're reading anyone's stuff, to really understand that they're sharing their experience. That's why I'm, in my opinion, quite careful about the way I word things, and even during ceremonies, the way I explain the energetics, because I'm trying to be as cautious as I can to not project onto anyone, because there's a difference between my experience and me sharing my experience and me consciously saying, hey guys, this is my experience that I had during this energetic season, versus me giving a reading. Like right now, when I'm sharing what to expect, there's a difference. And there's a fine line. And so whenever I'm sharing energetics, I'm very cautious to explain that there are layers to it, A, and B, that it impacts every individual differently. So when you're reading someone's thing and they say, oh, it's like this, just keep in mind, like, that's for their experience, and look to your own chart, right, and see how it'll impact you. So that's my first thing. I would really take a look at that, especially if you have it in major houses or you have a lot of Scorpio. I mean, the more Scorpio you have, obviously, the more house will be impacted. So the more you'll feel it, because it's that energy is in more areas of your life. So think of it as like Scorpio as the energetic or the archetype. And if you have it like in three houses, for example, it's like you're having that energy influence that many sectors of your life. So you can see how the more sectors an energy influences, especially a more intense energy like Scorpio, it feels like more is happening in your life, or this energy is playing out stronger in your life. And it's not that it's playing out necessarily stronger, it's playing out in more areas of your life, which feels perhaps more, I don't want to say overwhelming, but is more overwhelming in a sense, yes, because it's in more sectors. So it feels like more areas of your life are, I don't say swallowed by the energy, but are influenced perhaps by the energy. You're feeling that energy move through more areas of your life. So oftentimes with Scorpio, I mean, Scorpio is a very interesting energy, because it's a very, I feel like the people who have strong Scorpio placements and energetics really have a big, they're really go through a big transformation, and the transformation is important to go through, especially if you have Sun in Scorpio or Mars, Venus. Very important to go through the actual transformation, and I'll explain what I mean by this. Scorpio in its shadow is very, it's honestly quite dark in a sense, right? I think the shadow in general is dark, but Scorpio, when unintegrated and not worked through, is very conniving, manipulative. This is why people, Scorpios have a connotation. It really has it's ruled by Pluto. It's this very sudden, unexpected, easily triggered, honestly, like pissed off energy at times when unintegrated again. So like if not worked through, this is why I feel like a lot of Scorpios have a bad reputation, or when they look at, like, you know, serial killers, things like that, why we see, I've read it somewhere, could be incorrect, but why they see a lot of Scorpio energy, it's because when it's unintegrated, it plays out in a quite obvious way. So for example, when Libra is unintegrated, right, when it's like the shadow side of Libra, I mean, they could just be like very shallow in beauty, or like avoid any conflict, or, you know, yeah, just really just focus on beauty and balance and not really confront any things that need to be addressed. But that shadow is a little bit, is different, right, in essence, than the shadow of Scorpio. You know, Scorpio is just, it can lie and manipulate all those kinds of things. So, and anyone has strong Scorpio energy, it's important to be aware of that shadow and to find where those patterns come from. So if you have a lot of Scorpio in your chart, to look at, like, if you, in whatever house and whatever planet, be like, how has this played out and what's the story behind it? So maybe during childhood you went through something that made you lie a lot, or not share things, or be very manipulative, even if it's very light. And instead of just ignoring and suppressing that, taking time to reflect and be like, what in my childhood or when I was young or in my life made me be this way, and actually heal it, okay? That's like the most important thing, because a lot of people who are into spirituality or like energy work or light work who have Scorpio just kind of ignore it, right? They're like, oh no, it's fine, like light, I've already integrated it. But it's like, no, look at what, because we're born a specific time with a specific cosmic makeup for a reason. Your soul chose to have those energetics to best assist you in this life. That is also so important to understand, in my opinion, that your soul picked your chart or to come into the world at a specific point of cosmic energy, because those energetics would serve your life the best. Like, so whatever your chart is, it's like that is literally like your soul picked like the perfect combination of energy to best support you on your life mission. Like, first of all, how cool is that? That your soul literally picked that perfect time to come into this world to have like this almost like toolkit or this specific blend of cosmic energy to move you through your life. Like, because that is what's best for you. So you may be like, oh, I don't like that I have this placement, or it's really hard for me to integrate this. But your soul literally chose that placement because that would be the most important thing for you to integrate. Perhaps you integrate that and then you heal so much, and that energy ends up making you super successful in a specific area of life, or allows you to become a really powerful healer in a specific area of your life because you had a specific energy to integrate. So A, look at that. B, understand that when Scorpio is like the sign of transformation, right? Like the phoenix rising from the ashes. So most Scorpios and people who have heavy Scorpio energy grow through some sort of transformation in their life, which brings them out on the other side. So if you're a Scorpio, you've already been through this transformation. I work with a lot of people who have already been through this transformation. Like, you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I had this really big thing. That's like the fire that transforms you, so to say, right? And if you're a Scorpio and you're going through transformation right now, if you're maybe... yeah, but younger, depending on your chart. But if you're going through a transformation, understand that like this fire is like molding you. That's what I was trying to tell Scorpios. It's like your life archetype literally is like, in a sense, that's part of the journey of Scorpios to go through the fire, to heal and release and go deep and to come out on the other side. Because a healed and integrated Scorpio is so, so, so powerful. But a lot of Scorpios don't, people with Scorpio energy or strong Scorpio energy don't always do that work to actually become that. They want to claim, they want to say that they're that without doing that work. Does that make sense? They want to be like, oh, like I'm, you know, blank, 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 and I'm a Scorpio, so I'm all these things. But it's like, just being a Scorpio doesn't necessarily give you all of those things. It's like those things become integrated. So like, let's say a really healed and integrated Scorpio would be very magnetic. They'd be a super magnetic person. They'd be really able to draw people in. They'd be a very powerful healer. They'd be very powerful with energetic arts and healing and speaking about like the taboo and working on sexuality and sensuality and healing others, basically being of service to others, magnetic and powerful. You could see what a powerful individual this would be if integrated, or when integrated, it'd be someone who can like magnetize people, really work with sex and sensuality, and I'm even hearing with like divine feminine awakening, and really lead others and not project and come from this really whole place, in a sense. So that's, I just wanted to kind of share that little tidbit. If you have a lot of Scorpio in your chart, I feel like that was important to note. Right, the next thing that I think that we need to look at, which is kind of going off of that, is that Scorpio represents transformation. However, if we're not clear on what transformation we want, we can see why that transformation can be confusing. Like, and this is the kind of, this example is going to be nuanced, but I hope it just illustrates my point. I already, before saying it, I understand that there's nuances to this, but I just want to use it as an example. So in a butterfly, or, you know, a caterpillar is in a cocoon, it has the full intention of becoming a butterfly on a biological level, right? So it's very clear about what the transformation is going to be. It's almost holding that vision, energetically speaking, of what it's going to be, and it fully knows it's going to become that butterfly. So when it goes into the chrysalis and the cocoon and et cetera, and as it moves through that process, it's holding that vision. It's holding the vision through that whole process. So it's like it's walking through a gate, becoming crystallized, being in the cocoon, and then it comes out as a butterfly, beautiful butterfly, right? And it's holding that intention. And I think for any transformation, we need to hold an intention. So I'm going to sip my glass here. It's really interesting because we can look at transformation from a lot of angles. We can really see it through an astrological lens, and we can really see it through the lens of the quantum field and how things work on a quantum level. So whenever we're trying to create any kind of transformation, we need to be clear on what the outcome is going to be. A silly example I can give you, right? If someone's going to go get plastic surgery, they have a clear outcome of what they want to be the result, right? Of what their vision is for the results. So when they're going through that process, the doctor and themselves, probably, or the plastic surgeon and themselves, both have a clear vision of what they're working towards through that process of transformation. And I think for a lot of people, they enter Scorpio season without a clear vision of where they want to come out on the other side. And so they kind of come out, you know, maybe not where they desire. I don't know how to put it. So it's like, instead of utilizing the energy to powerfully catapult them into or quantum leap them into something, the energy just kind of moves through them. Which is no right or wrong. But this is why, for example, in my 6-month mastermind and coaching certification program, why we're going to be really focused on working in the quantum field to pull your desired timeline to you. And you will literally experience these shifts. Like, it will feel like magic as things shift and move through, because it's very important to know what energy you're pulling from the quantum field. So when we relate that back to Scorpio season, it's important to be like, where do I want to be on the outside of Scorpio season when we go to Sagittarius season, right? The archer, a big vision. Where are you going to be when you're going to extend that arrow into your next big vision? So as you enter this season, I think it's important to have a clear picture of where you want to be on the other side of this, because then you magnetize the correct fire or the correct opportunities or the correct energetics to bring you there. Otherwise, you're just kind of like, I mean, it's just the power of intention, right? You can move through your day without intention, then you'll move through it. Or you can set an intention, like a sail, and move through it much more clearly and perhaps tap into the things that you desire in a much more aligned way. Even if it's like subtle, but just really focus on what it is that you're going to be pulling from the field. Where do you want to be on the other side? And hold that vision, just like the caterpillar holds it while it goes through the transformation. A lot of people hold the vision, right? And then the transformation comes and then they let go of the vision. So for example, I'm getting this, I don't know, maybe some of you are going through this, but I'm getting this like channeled message. Like, let's say someone is in like a normal 9-to-5 job and they're really wanting to manifest being an entrepreneur. And so they're meditating on it, they're visualizing it, they're feeling into what it would be like to run their own business and all this stuff. And suddenly things begin to change. Maybe they get fired from their job. Maybe something shifts, right? The energy shifts, aka life is showing you that your intention, you are beginning to shift the quantum field. And they begin to freak out when things begin to transform. And so they let go of the vision. They let go of what they've been, like that vision, what they've been holding on to. Hopefully you can kind of integrate this. And they now almost run back to the old vision and grab the old vision so tightly, because it's scary to be in the unknown. And this is another theme that's kind of intertwined with Scorpio season. I feel like it was kind of more towards the beginning as we entered it, but I'll speak about it as well. It's the energy of expansion, right? And I made a story about this, it was like 12 stories, but it's because think of a rubber band, right? If the rubber band is not touched at all, it's comfortable. It is where it is, right? So, and then if you begin to stretch, so you begin to expand the rubber band into more, okay? So like, imagine a rubber band laying on a table. That's like normal, right? Think about it as like a metaphor of your life, you know? So your normal life, your normal boundaries, your normal amount of success, the more normal amount of love you experience, the normal amount of abundance, financial success, whatever it is. It's just like the normal rubber band, right? When you begin to stretch it, right, you begin to expand it, it begins to create a tension a little bit, you know, between your hands. If you were to expand a rubber band, you would feel that tension between your fingers. And when our life begins to stretch like that, or there begins to be this a little bit of tension, that feels uncomfortable. This is why most people, it is like, there's two ways to look at it. We can look at it in the symbology of Scorpio. So for most people, when that they begin to hold the vision and things begin to shift, they freak out. So what you need to do, like, I'm just getting this vision of ziplining. So you're at point A and you're about to zipline to point B, and you holding on to the hooks of the zipline is you holding on to your vision. So in an ideal world, you would hook onto your vision and you would go through the zipline, aka through the jungle, through the transformation, and you would come out on the other side. Most people are on the zipline, then they jump off of point A, and they're like maybe a fourth there, halfway there, and it's too scary, or even 3/4 there, and it's scary, so they let go of the zipline, and they grab onto the rope, and then they reverse themselves back to point A. This is like the clearest. I get pretty good visuals when I channel, so hopefully this makes sense. So, okay, we'll just like repeat that so it really sinks in. So it's like, think about a zipline. If you've ever ziplined, this will really click. And if you haven't, you can Google an image, or perhaps you just know what it looks like. You're usually like in a forest or wherever you are, and you're on like a platform, and there's another platform on the other side of wherever you're ziplining, and you hold on to these bars, kind of like, think about, there's a wire line and there's like these two bars. It's different depending on where you do it, but just for this vision. And so you holding on to those bars is the metaphor of you holding on to your vision. So you jump off of point A, your current reality, you hold on to the vision as you go through the unknown, aka as you zipline, and then you land at point B. Caterpillar to butterfly. But most people, or a lot of people, they're at point A, they're like, woo, yeah, let's manifest. They read a book, they watched a video, they listened to a podcast, they're hyped up, they're like, yeah, I'm going to manifest my dream reality. And they start ziplining, and holy shit, they're into the unknown. They're into a new space. It doesn't look familiar. They're, like I said, halfway, or three-fourths, or even almost, you know, so there's some point in the middle of that zipline, or at three quarters or behind of that zip line, they're moving towards point B, and nothing looks familiar. They're looking around. It's jungle. Like, nothing looks familiar. It feels so scary. So they let go of the bars, and then they grab onto the rope, and then they're like moving themselves back. So they're already like, they've already swung forward, but now they're like backtracking. Like, they're putting their hands behind their head and pulling the rope back to point A because that's what feels familiar. So that is a good metaphor to explain even how the quantum field operates, or how any kind of transformation operates, is that it is an expansion, right? And this is so important, because I feel like people really speak about the shiny part of expansion and don't speak about what it does on an energetic level. Whenever you're expanding or moving into more, and like, I also want to say that there's no right or wrong. This is very important, because like, you could be living your life at just normal rubber band and you're enjoying it and it's all good, and there's nothing wrong with you staying there. Nothing wrong. I want to make sure I'm clear about that I'm not saying that one way is better than the next. I just think that there's different kinds of people out there, and there's people who just want to make a comfortable rubber band. The rubber band has everything that they want and they're good and they don't want to stretch it. It's 2:22 p.m. while I'm recording this. How cool, you guys. The first time I caught the clock was when the recording clock, like how much of the time that we were into the episode was 2:22. And now I was recording as 2:22. Now it's 2:23, but that's cool. But so most people, right, like, so want to create that rubber band. You know, they're making the income that they want. They don't want to, you know, go above it. They have the life they want. They don't want to change anything, and they just want to stay in the comfortable rubber band. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that a lot of teachers will even like shame that, or use it as like a marketing like technique in their sales, which it's so interesting, because I never named anyone's names, because I'm not here to ever like shame anyone, but they'll, you know, they'll be like, oh, you're just doing this and this, like, meanwhile I am living in Guatemala and I am using a crystal dildo and I make $10 million a day kind of vibe, you know? So it's like, and that's beautiful as well, but I'm just saying that I never want to deem one as right or one as wrong. Instead, I want to invite you, those people who crave that expansion and want that, to move into that. I'm one of those people who I'm like, I want to stretch the rubber band. I want to see what I can expand into, because I know that in the quantum field, the amount of work and research I've done around, and personal engagement, I should say, with the quantum field, I know that this realm is really infinite. And if you've ever played in possibility or done any, if you've ever been able to energetically bring anything into your life, you already have tasted this. This is what I always tell people, like, if you've done any kind of manifestation, you've brought anything that you've desired into your existence, you've had, like, you know, when you go to a store and they give you a sample, I'm thinking of like a gelato shop, and they give you a little wooden spoon or a little plastic spoon, and you get like one tiny sample of that huge bucket. That's what it feels like. It feels like you're getting this tiny sample of this huge bucket of ice cream, this huge bucket of gelato. Life is like, here, you got a taste. How far do you want to go? Do you just want to have a sample spoon? Do you want a kid size? Do you want a one scoop? Do you want a two scoop? And I'm the kind that's like, can I purchase that bucket of the ice cream? And that's why I feel like the kind of content and offerings that I'm making are for those kinds of people. And I know there's a lot of you like that, and maybe this is you listening. I almost know this is you listening, because you know, we attract who we resonate with. And when, if you're listening to this right now, you resonate at some level. Maybe you resonate like fully. You're like, we are on the same vibe. We are on the same wave, girl. I love it. Maybe I am, like you can see the things I'm speaking about being something that happens in your future, or maybe things I'm thinking about you've already experienced, or maybe it's like something to, I don't want to say aspire to, but something you can kind of, it's like, oh yeah, like I could kind of see how that would play out. So we have a resonance, right? And so this is why whenever I make anything on what my really focus has been, and I know I said this like in last week's episode or the episode before, is to make the stuff for those people, because I don't feel like there's enough for that. I feel like there's a lot of beginner stuff, and I don't even want to use the word beginner, but I feel like there's a lot of stuff for like, let us manifest one thing. This is fun. Let's make a vision board and this is cool. Like, but there's not a lot of stuff that's like, let's go all the way. Let's work through all of the energetics. And this is genuinely why I created Lust, which Lust stands for love and relationship, understanding the self and other, sexuality and sensuality, and transformation and healing, because it's like, let's go all the way. Let's look at all these very important influential parts of our lives that influence our beliefs, our state of being, right? What we believe is possible, and let's expand that. And I don't feel like there's a lot of stuff around that. And then most importantly enough, I don't want to say, there's definitely a lot of educated people. I don't feel like there's enough guided content or guided offering around moving through those various sectors of life in a deep way to create integration in an individual and a quantum leap in an individual while having education and support. That's the best way I can word that. I don't feel like that exists. That's why I created Lust, my 6-month mastermind and certification coaching program. And so I know I keep bringing that in, but it's genuinely, whenever I create an offering, it's because it's present energetically in my life. So it's always integrated. And this is why anything I create is very genuine. And it just integrates into what I'm speaking about, because it's genuinely birthed out of the current energetics or out of the energetics in the field or in my field, right? So like, that's why I bring that in. But kind of going off of that, so going off of having that clear vision, understanding that when you go through transformation, it can feel expansive and it can be a lot on the nervous system. This is what I want to say that I don't feel like spoken about. The shiny part of transformation is talked about so much, right? Like, ooh, I'm expanding, or there's so much expansion in my life, or like there's so much abundance in my life. But we need to speak about, what does that feel like? This is the thing, like if you woke up tomorrow and everything you ever desired in your life all manifested, you would probably have a panic attack. And I'm not even saying that lightly. It'd be so overwhelming, and your mind and body, your mind literally could not be able to conceptualize how it all happened, because everything is integrated. So you set an intention, you manifest something in your life, and your mind goes, oh, cool, I felt this energy, I set this intention, I did this, and this manifested. This makes sense, integrated, and your mind understands or understands what happened. And so then it takes that as data to create more things in the future like it, positive or negative, right? Subconscious is like, doesn't look at positive and negative. It just looks at what is the I am statement. What statement about myself is this creating, or what feeling is being impressed upon me? I'm reading Neville Goddard. It's a really short book. I have like a few pages left, or I think less seven or less pages. It's like 32 pages. It's called Feeling is the Key. It's just a nice book. I like it. I like his writing, and it kind of speaks about this. He speaks about the subconscious as this like almost like feminine aspect of ourselves, like the lover who just amplifies what's brought to it, right? And how it's the feeling is what impresses it upon it. It's a very short book. Like I said, if you want to get it, I ordered it on Amazon. I just like his writing style. It's kind of intricate and eloquent, I should say, yes, and interesting, but not. So it's important, like, there's so many things coming through me, let me just, like, kind of tune in. So it's important to understand that to soothe the nervous system as you move through certain expansion, right? Like I was saying, because if you woke up and everything you ever desired manifested, your mind wouldn't be able to organize in itself, like, what equals what? What made that happen? What made this happen? What does this mean? The mind wants to know, what does this mean? And how did this happen, right? It would be so overwhelming. This is why even when someone receives a lot of massive success, why it can be really overwhelming. Massive success can stress the nervous system the same amount as massive failure. That's the thing. A lot of people subconsciously fear success because they think, like, even though they don't maybe not consciously know it, but because they know that it'll be overwhelming. But it's important to then note that, like, either way, it'll be overwhelming. Whether there's massive failure or massive success, it can be overwhelming to the nervous system. So wouldn't you prefer, I guess, perhaps to move into the direction of success, right? And so while when we move in through the unknown, like I was saying, why people drop the bars when we come to that ziplining metaphor is because it is overwhelming and it's unknown. But we create in the unknown. This is what's the most important to understand. And Joe Dispenza has a lot of work around this, and he explains this very well if you want to go deeper. But I can kind of summarize it for you here, is that in order to create something new in the quantum, that means that you're moving matter through energy, or you're moving energy through energy, should I say. Yes. So you need to, if you want to create something new or a situation that hasn't manifested in your life or something different, you can't create from the same energetics that created that thing unless it's very similar in vibration, right? So if you've wanting to double your income or triple your income, for example, you're going to need to go into a different energy than you're currently in to pull that from the field and to be in that energy consistently, aka that zip line, right? If you're trying to create something super, super different, it's like the best you can think about it is to create something you've never known, which known, let's say known equals experienced. You need to go into the unknown, but the unknown is scary for most people because most people associate the unknown with fear. And not even associate the unknown with fear, I would say project fear onto the unknown, right? Most people are projecting that fear onto the unknown when the unknown is just like a white space of energy, you could think of it. Just like a white, think of a white room of energy, right? That is truly kind of what the unknown is in a way. It's just like this white room of energetics for you to create with. And this is where trusting ourselves becomes so important, because if we trust ourselves, we can trust the unknown. And what I mean by this is because if we can trust ourselves as co-creators and trust our power and our ability to focus our energy and our ability to create or co-create with the divine what we desire, then we take the unknown, or we take just this room of energy, as an opportunity to create. But if we don't trust ourselves and we don't trust our creative ability and we don't trust what we can co-create, then of course the unknown is going to look scary, because what that's going to reflect to you, what the unknown is going to reflect to you if you don't trust yourself, is just that lack of trust. It's going to be like, oh my gosh, look at all this energy. What am I going to do with it? How am I going to be able to create something with it? Or like, am I going to even be able to create something with this? It's going to reflect back to you powerfully, right? Whatever that belief is. So the unknown, if you don't trust yourself, reflects the fact that A, you don't trust yourself, and kind of sparks or triggers probably a fear response, and then you project fear onto the unknown. However, if you trust yourself, you look at the unknown as like a pot of gold, right? You look at the unknown as an opportunity to play more and to create more and to expand more. And you just look at it as this new or more expanded energetic for you to co-create with. It's kind of interesting just even when you understand that as an energetic concept. And this is why I was, you know, why trust thyself, or a lot of these quotes about trusting yourself come in, is they sound like these like little naive phrases that you put like on a journal, you know, or something. Well, it'd be nice, actually, probably be a really cute journal. I'd probably purchase it. But like, they really go deep. A lot of these phrases, like trust yourself is so important. And, you know, it's important in obvious ways, of course. But it's really important in these deeper ways, when whatever relationship we have with ourselves, the trust that we have with ourselves, or the lack of trust that we have with ourselves, that is projected onto our experiences. Because when you trust yourself, you are in a sense, perhaps, I don't want to say less attached, but you trust yourself, so that connection or that faith, should I say, is projected onto life. You trust life. That's a good way to put it. And when you don't trust yourself, then you don't really trust life. And that's kind of just another deeper lesson to play with, is just to know that if you're going to create something new or some reality or some experience that you've never had before, it's not going to be created through the familiar energetics. You're going to move into new energetics. And we can do this through, you know, carving out time to do various exercises and energy work and feeling certain feelings, and perhaps with music or scent or different things. And I'll be in Inside Lust, we'll be working with a lot of various tools to impress on the subconscious mind a new reality, as well as to create new neurological pathways for the mind to associate certain behaviors or techniques with the new reality that you'll do consistently, to kind of rewire your mind into believing it, to literally on a quantum level, believing it's in that new reality as those kind of energetics merge and actually bring that to fruition before your eyes in a more tangible way. But that's just another important thing to kind of reflect upon as well. Wow, it was just 2, 3, 4. This podcast is just like so aligned, you guys. That's just a really good way to look at things. That way, it's like when you look at a new opportunity, or you look at when you're diving into any unknown experience. That's also okay. I also want to say something. That's why whenever you do something new, why you kind of, a lot of your energy comes back into your body, or like you get kind of excited in a way, is because you're literally going into the unknown. So you're becoming a conscious creator again. Of course you feel the most fulfilled when you're consciously creating. Like, you came here as a spark of the divine to consciously create. Of course you're going to feel the most aligned when you're consciously creating. And most, I don't want to say most people, because I don't want to script that into the world, but you know, oftentimes we can see how individuals perhaps live more on autopilot, right? And doing the same thing with something very, very familiar versus stepping into the unknown. And the more of a leap that unknown is, the more that will be reflected back to you in what's manifested. So this is why this is a personal example, and I give it to you because I know it to be true. I mean, I could give it, I would wish I could give it for another, like, individual. You'll see what I mean. So basically, when anyone signs up for any of my offerings, especially a bigger tier offering, they see massive results. Anyone who's really done like a one-to-one with me sees massive shifts in their life, because it's a massive quantum leap. They're making an investment in themselves, you know, they're making this big investment in themselves, or, you know, depending, everyone's different, but they're making this investment in themselves. And they're really moving into this unknown energy, in a sense, this unknown energy of what our energies are going to be like when they melt together. They're going to be integrating their calls into their routine. That's another unknown. There's various levels of the unknown. And so what's reflected back to them when they manifest their desires or really massive success or financial abundance, that same amount of quantum leap is reflected back to them, because it's like the amount that you moved into the unknown is reflected back to you. If you do something a little bit different, then life is going to reflect back a little bit of a difference to you. If you move into this like new, completely new experience, life is going to reflect that back to you. That's why I see this in any offering, whether I've made a 2-week offering or my longest ones have been 2 months so far. I see that the longer it is, or the bigger the offering is, the more of a leap it is, the more results someone receives. It really is a correlation. That's why I can only imagine what kind of transformation, or I don't want to use the word results, I don't really like the word, but what kind of things are going to conspire and transpire in someone's life through and after lust, like just through those 6 months, just because of the level of the amount of quantum leap that is, and the amount of space for transformation, and the amount of moving through the unknown that is, aka how much creation power you will have inside. You will have like this jacuzzi, like friggin' like football field jacuzzi of creative energy to work and play with, truly. So that's another theme to look at throughout this Scorpio season, right? And to kind of understand, and perhaps, you know, hold that vision. Hold it. If you know what you want to become, it'll become much more clear what parts of you need to release that are not in alignment with that. A big cute question I remember I got once, or like in a Q&A somewhere, was like, how do you know like what to say yes to and what to say no to? And I remember answering that, like, if you know what your priorities are, or you could even call it your vision of the future, right? Whether you just know what your priorities are, or your vision, whatever your vision of the future is, when an opportunity comes into your field or into your life, you can quite clearly see if that's a match to it or not. But if you don't know what your priorities are, and you don't know what your vision of the future is, and an opportunity comes in, how do you know if it's in alignment with you or not? And I can give you a really simple example. So let's say someone's priority is their self-growth and self-evolution and all this kind of stuff, right? And then opportunity to go, I don't know, like, I'm trying to think of something like, I don't know, an opportunity to like go out and go party comes along. And because that's not your priority, maybe it's much more clear to you to say, oh no, that's not my priority. I would rather go to this like seminar or this retreat. I'm just giving you an example. I'll give another example that's not like as close as like maybe wellness aligned, but it's just, these are the easiest examples for me to give. So that becomes very clear in that moment, like, okay, that this thing, this opportunity or thing that came into my field wasn't in alignment with my priority at this moment, or my vision of the future, right? Or opposite, let's say someone is a new mom, right, and their priority is their kid, and then a business opportunity comes along, but their priority right now is okay, maybe they'd say no to the business opportunity because it's not in alignment, right? It's just like, and neither again is right or wrong or good or bad. We all have different priorities at different times of our lives and different seasons of our lives, but at times it can be very helpful to define what those are, so when things come into our field, we know if it's a yes or a no, right? Because if you're focused on then self-development and then opportunity comes that's in alignment with that, then you're like, ooh, that's a full body yes. Or if you're a new mom and then opportunity comes to join like a wellness new moms club, then you're like, ooh. Or like research about a new feeding puree machine type meal plan for your baby thing, you're like, oh, that's a full body yes. Or some baby course comes in about, you know, like, you know, the babies go through so many rapid changes when they're young, and maybe you find like an online course or online coach even to work with around your newborn, that'll be a full body yes. Yeah, I'm even going to put this into an affirmation now, like as a scripting, so I can look back at this. Like, I sure know that in years when I have a child, I'm like, I definitely want to work with a like child, like mom focused, probably coach who's very wellness and holistic focused to guide me through things, right? So setting that intention out and multiple years ahead, universe, multiple years out from now, 4 or 5 years. But just to give you an example, right? So same thing with Scorpio season. If you know what the vision is that you're holding or moving towards, then it becomes more clear to you, kind of reflects back to you more clearly what it is that's in alignment with that you should keep and maybe expand and keep in your energy in your life energetically. And it can maybe show you the parts of yourself or parts of your routine or life or people in your life or any aspect of your reality that maybe are not in alignment with that. Maybe it'd be very helpful to release that so you can create space for something that is in alignment with your new reality or this new vision of the future or your vision of the future to flow on in harmoniously into your life, right? To become a match. So basically, it's like releasing energy that's not in alignment with where you're going, so you can give space for energy. I don't even want to say where you're going, where you are, because you need to hold that vision. You almost, you know, embodiment. You need to feel it in the now. So it's like, then this, so you have like your energy A, but your vision of the future is energy B. So you hold energy B in your field. So when you hold energy B in your field, you see what in your life, aka reality, your field, is not in alignment with energy B. So you release that energy. So then you create room for things that are in alignment or vibrating at energy B to flow in. That was the best I could explain it. In my head, I see like graphics when I channel, like I saw the ziplining thing, where I'm seeing like these like letters right now that I'm expressing to you. I see like visuals when I explain things. So I hope that that's helpful. 242 now. This podcast has been in such alignment the entire time it's been recorded, which is so epic. We've already talked for so long. Yes, also tomorrow I'm hosting. If you're listening to this today, you can still hop on in. Or if you're listening to this tomorrow before it, I'm hosting the new super moon in Scorpio. Tomorrow is a super moon in Scorpio ceremony and ritual. You guys know I host these inside Divinity. These are super powerful ceremonies. You just join via Zoom and I guide you through the entire process. If you've never joined, it is magical. Anyone who's joined for the first time is like, holy shit, this is amazing. This is life-changing. So definitely get inside. I'll have a link down below. If you want to get inside Divinity, you get access to the ceremony tomorrow, as well as I'm hosting a water manifestation ceremony. If you haven't done water manifestation, you're in for a treat. It's a very powerful manifestation tool. I've done two of them and they have been epic. Next Tuesday on the 9th at 5 p.m. Pacific. And if you're not able to make it live, full replays are always included. So don't ever worry about missing it. You'll receive a replay. You receive a replay even if you're there live as well. They're just included. So you'll be able to join us tomorrow for the new super moon and Scorpio ceremony and ritual, as well as on November 9th at 5 p.m. Pacific for the water manifestation ritual. Super powerful. Like, you can research water manifestation on your own and I'll be guiding you through that and charging everything energetically and really moving through that in a prosperous way. Tomorrow's ceremony is also at 5 p.m. Pacific, but again, full replays included. So if you aren't able to make it live, you can do it Friday. You can do it Saturday in the Grand Rising or Sunday, or I suggest always doing it within the first 3 days, if possible, 3 to 4. If you can only do it Sunday, I wouldn't fret as much, but if possible, first 3 days. I even need to say 3 to 5, so it's really ultimately up to you. You can also buy a one-time ticket if you'd like to join. That'll also be in the keynote. So that's tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to that. So we can tap into this new vision for you. We can, you know, if you want to join. And like I said, it's really, really powerful. The best way you can experience is just to come. You literally just show up and you're guided. You can check. I always suggest bringing like a notebook and a pen and a brand new candle if you'd like to do the candle part of it, which I explain everything in it. So don't ever feel like you're missing information. You can always read the one-time ticket description as well, because it'll provide you information of what you may need. But if you're new to Divinity, you just show up. Don't worry, I'll explain everything to you and you'll kind of grab that. Just make sure you have a pen and paper and a comfortable place, and you know, grab your spiritual tools if you'd like. But like I said, you're guided through the whole thing, and once you come to one, you kind of know what you'll need for the next future ones. So yes, everyone, this was such a powerful, epic episode. I hope to see you tomorrow at the new moon, new super moon in Scorpio ceremony. I hope to see you next Tuesday for the water manifestation ceremony inside Divinity. Really, really powerful. We're working with water as well, because next Tuesday the moon will still be growing, so it'll be a waxing moon. And also water is the element of the season of Scorpio. It's actually a water sign. So it's really powerful to work with those two elements, growing moon and water. So I'll be hosting that. I hope to see you at those two things. I hope to see you at the Sedona Retreat and Inside Lust. I'll have everything I mentioned down below so you can look at all the details, feel in your body what's a full body yes for you. And I look forward to connecting with you soon. With so much love from me to you, wishing you unlimited abundance and success and joy. I love you. Mwah.